This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
And welcome back to People First Radio. Concerns about used needles found in public spaces have prompted questions about the effectiveness of needle exchange programs and have led to fears about the potential for infection. Downtown Victoria's Clean and Safe Committee has introduced a safe needle disposal toolkit to provide businesses and residents with information. Andrea Langlois of AIDS Vancouver Island joins us on the phone. Welcome to People First Radio, Andrea.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Why don't we begin by having you just talk about the situation in Victoria, the concerns?
The concerns around needles?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I think most communities in Canada have been, you know, struggling or, you know, examining the issue of improperly disposed of drug paraphernalia. Needle exchanges have been running in this country, in Canada, for at least 20 years. In Victoria, we have one of the oldest in the country. And traditionally, needle exchange programs actually have really high rates of return, ranging from anywhere from 80% of needles to sometimes 103%. But sometimes needles end up on our city streets. And we, you know, as a needle exchange provider, AIDS Vancouver Island specifically, we work very hard to ensure that that needles get off the street. So we have teams of volunteers, a lot of them who are current or former drug users who go out and do what we call rig digging, so picking up drug paraphernalia. But we also try to engage in community education. So the Downtown Victoria Clean and Safe Committee, of which I'm a part, and also includes members from the Downtown Victoria Business Association, the City of Victoria, the police, and other service providers, we decided to put together a toolkit, much like one from Edmonton, in order to help just address some of the needs in terms of information in the community.
What does that toolkit look like, Andrea?
So basically the toolkit is a 16-page booklet that provides a variety of information. So it provides information on what the actual risks are in terms of any injuries that could happen from a needle. It also provides information on what if people decide that they feel like they would be able to pick up a needle. It provides information on how to do that safely, but it also provides information of if someone's not comfortable doing that, who they can call to get some assistance.
Andrea, if you, I'm hoping you can do this. If you were asked to describe what are the most important things to be aware of when. If an individual encountered what looked to be like a used needle, what would the ABCs of needle disposal look like?
Okay, well, ABCs, first of all, you know, it's important that if you've decided that you want to pick up the needle to, you know, make sure that you're not very nervous. If you're too nervous to do it, I would just, you know, find a number in your local community where you can call for some assistance. I think we have a lot of fears around the risks associated from needle stick injuries, and although there are some risks, it's important also to recognize that they're actually quite low. The BC Centre for Excellence in HIV/AIDS has actually documented that there are no cases of HIV transmission from someone getting poked from a needle that they found on the street. And Hep C transmission is very low from a needle stick injury on the street as well, which is mostly because if a needle's been sitting out in the air, HIV in particular is not a very hardy virus, so it's not going to be on the tip of that needle if you get poked. But if you do get poked, it's also very important to go to the emergency room. But in terms of picking up a needle, some things that are very important is that if you see there's a cap beside the needle, which is usually a little orange plastic cap, it's really important to never try to put that back on the needle. Putting it back on the needle, you know, you're more likely to poke yourself accidentally than if you leave it off. What we suggest is that something like a water bottle or a pop bottle is something good, or a laundry bottle if you have to pick up many needles, or an actual sharps container that you can buy at a drugstore. Those are good containers for needles. And so what we suggest is to always put it down on the ground or on something solid, and then to pick up the needle. Some people use tongs. Some people use a gloved hand. So you would just pick up the needle with the pointed part facing away from you, and then put it into the container, and then close the container. And you know, if you're going to need to hang on to it until you can dispose of the pop bottle, for example, you might want to label it and just write sharps on that container. So hopefully that makes sense to you.
Yes. Now, Andrea, you're also a member of the Downtown Victoria Clean and Safe Committee, and and the toolkit itself is being shared with individuals and businesses. We have about a moment left, and I'm wondering if you could share with our listeners, how can individuals or businesses access the Safe Needle Disposal Toolkit, the information, the package?
Okay, well, it's very specific to Victoria, but in terms of the numbers to call, but it actually would be beneficial to people in Nanaimo as well in terms of the information. People can go to our website at avi.org/needle-toolkit, or they can call me at 384-2366 at area code 250, and I could send them one. Or people can call the Business Association or City Hall or pop into either of them in downtown Victoria and pick up a copy.
We'd like to thank you very much for joining us today. That's good information, and thank you again for sharing with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Andrea Langlois is Communications Coordinator for AIDS Vancouver Island and a member of the Downtown Victoria Clean and Safe Committee. You're listening to People First Radio. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.